Hi, this is Ken Kennedy, and this is Ken Zoy's Autonomous Zone, and this is the Dog Days of Podcasting 2020. However, the episode that's coming after, immediately after this introduction, is not from the Dog Days of Podcasting. It's actually from the Dog Days of Quarantine from April of this year. I had a couple of episodes that were recorded, and I never completed uploading them, finishing them, and posting them. However, I hate to ruin the sense of continuity. The fact that I had these episodes sitting has been driving me crazy for a while. So I am putting them into the feed with their actual episode numbers, which are in them. And as soon as these are finished, hopefully I'll be in the Dog Days of Four Reels. So enjoy these blasts from the past from, I believe, April in both cases. I believe it's two episodes. And we will talk to you in just a couple days in real time. See ya. Thanks. Bye. Hi, this is Ken Kennedy. This is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. Episode 258. Dobby. Dobby, stop digging. Dobby. Episode 258. Sorry about that. I figured I'd leave it in, though. Recorded on Wednesday, April 8th, 2020, and part of the Dog Days of Quarantine. Well, once again, I've gotten behind on this. This is the third episode that I've recorded, and not the other two aren't up yet. So I'm going to try to make this one very short, because I thought about just putting out, uploading one a night so that I wasn't, like, filling up the feed with a bunch of mine in a row. But then on the other hand, that means that I'm really trying to get into a daily thing, and that I would always be behind. So I'm just going to go ahead and put them in, and then I'm going to try and keep up. So it's going to be relatively quick. I'll kind of... Jeez, he's doing it again. Dobby! I'm sitting in the backyard, which is with the dogs. And believe it or not, I think it's getting ready to rain again. Whenever I come out here to do it, it's like we're about to have a little pop-up thunderstorm. So this is going to be very quick. Everything's pretty well. The job is busy. I got plenty of stuff to do. Everybody's, you know, doing well here. We're definitely staying in. We're hardly going out at all, which is good. I mean, we do occasionally try to go and get curbside or something from one of the restaurants that we want to support, because those people are getting hurt and put on them right now. Luckily, some of the small ones that we do go to are literally, you know, at this point, they're down to, like, the owners, you know, and one of them has two owners, a couple, and another one has four owners, it's two couples, and as near as I can tell, those are literally the only people that are working there at this point, so, you know, they can keep it going as long as they can. Dobby, stop that! Dobby! Digging up our yard. It's the Japanese beetles that I finally realized what they were and then procrastinated through the winter and didn't. I got some, so we have roses and we have Japanese beetles that, you know, prey on the roses. Done a pretty good job of mitigating it the past couple of years with those Japanese beetle traps. Then I finally realized that one of the things that the dogs go crazy digging up the yard over, what they are Japanese beetle larvae. And I had no idea that they're in most of the yard. So, and there is stuff that you can put on the yard, and it's like some sort of natural bacteria or something comes out of it. I think it's bacteria, fungus, I'm not sure, but it kills the larva. That sounds like a pretty good idea. But you got to put like a teaspoon of this stuff, or I think a teaspoon is a little small amount, like every 3 feet. And just thinking about doing that to the backyard was like, and then hope for it to rain pretty quick. Or water it yourself. And just the thought of doing that over the entire backyard had kept putting it out of my brain. And now it's probably too late, because the roses are blooming well. And I think you really need to do it by February for it to be effective, because those grubs are in the ground, like, you know, through the fall and winter. So we're just going to have to mitigate again and then hit it again in the fall. And I'm not going to go much. So, Minecraft's also going well. I did some more building, and I did something fairly interesting yesterday. I think I already had the chicken. I'm working on chickens right now, which, yeah, I talked about this yesterday, because I don't even really need chickens, but I just want to learn about farms, because I have, it's just me and the berries that I pick that, you know, don't have to have anything done to them. They just grow more than keep me in health. So I'm just learning about the various farms and stuff, though, and digging around looking for obsidian. That's about it. I'm going to keep this one short since I'm going to be dumping three of them in a row. So I will talk to you. I'm going to do my very, very best to talk again tomorrow and get back in the groove. It's been Ken Kennedy, Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, Kenzoid.com, Creative Copyright Attribution Share Alike, Unpointed, version 3.0, Unpointed, Unported. There we go. See ya tomorrow. Bye.